Baseball PhD podcast segment to remember, 2010.
This interview comes from episode 29, Oakland Athletics.
It's time to meet the Z-Man, photography icon Michael Zagaris. This guy's cool.
Hey, great, baseball PhD. Welcome to Mike Zagaris. Mike, how are you out in the Bay Area today?
Great. Just getting ready for Labor Day weekend. A's are back in town. NFL season is ready to start. Preseason is over. The weather is warm, Indian summer, which is the best time weather-wise in the San Francisco Bay Area. So I'm ready to rock.
Now, you're a professional sports photographer, and you've been working both with the 49ers and the A's, correct?
Correct.
Photographing baseball at the Oakland Coliseum, photographing football at Windy Windy Candlestick Park. I mean, is it a tale of two cities, or it's like, no, Ed, it's shooting in the Bay Area, it's kind of the same?
Yeah, no, that's exactly how I look at it. It's kind of the same. And I mean, ironically, shooting at Candlestick Park during the football season is the best time of year to shoot there. Indian summer in California is golden. Now, San Francisco, during the baseball season, it's hot in the valley, right. So it brings the fog and the wind through the bay into San Francisco. So, ironically, the time of year where it swelters everywhere else, it's there are cooling breezes at best, and where Candlestick was built, you know, howling winds from late afternoon through early to mid-evening. If Mays would have played anywhere else in his career,
right,
chances are he probably would have hit between 100 and 150 more home runs.
Wow. I've never heard that.
I mean, easily. And because the wind would blow in a gale from left to left center and then across to right.
Okay.
So, I mean, he hit some balls that were crushed that died on the warning track there.
You've been a sports photographer for how long? Quite a while.
I shoot sports too, but I mean, I also do photojournalism. I do rock and roll, but I've been shooting since the late 60s. And I've actually been taking pictures my whole life, you know, started when I was 5 or 6, the way anybody else does, but sort of as an advanced hobby, and was going to Seal Stadium. I mean, I used to sneak onto the field with my own made-up credentials at Kezar back in the late 50s, early 60s. So it's been something that's happened all of my life.
What venue in the Bay Area do you like to work the most?
You know, I've been doing this here for so long. They're all pretty enjoyable. I mean, obviously, working the A's and the 49ers are the easiest and the most fun, because being an employee of the ball club, I've got pretty much free rein and I can go most anywhere I want.
Right.
And you don't have that in other parks. I'll say this. It has always been and remains a lot mellower to shoot on the West Coast than it is in the East Coast.
Wow.
You know, Yankee Stadium, for instance, I mean, it's almost like shooting in, you know, Stalag 17.
Really?
Or, you know, well, you can't be here. You got to be over here. It's, you know, it's
super security conscious. The first time I went to Old Yankee Stadium, which was the last year, so that must have been 2008, I bring in a small video camera to most major league venues. They thought I was Al-Qaeda. They like, you got to go down here and check this at this sports bar for $20. You can't be bringing in a little camera like this. So,
what year was this?
The last year of Old Yankee Stadium, which was 2008.
Yeah.
In the past 20 years, how has your job changed?
Well, I mean, it's become much more difficult to do what I do and approach my avocation as a photojournalist, because with the corporations taking over, with the leagues wanting to own everything, and not wanting to give people access and wanting to control both the access and the content, and then limiting where you can actually sell your pictures if you wanted to do that,
right.
It's very difficult. You know, it's funny because nobody I know in this business has ever made much money. And when I say much money, I mean enough money to make a living.
Right.
And the leagues act like you're, in quote-unquote, enriching yourselves.
So let me wear my lawyer hat and think this through. Right now, you're an employee of the Oakland A's, correct?
I'm an at-will employee of the Oakland A's.
Right.
I don't come in 9 to 5.
Right, as is most people. You know, we're all
right.
Most are at-will employees. So in theory, every photo you take is owned by the Oakland A's.
No photo. I take is owned by the Oakland A's.
Okay.
I own my own copyright.
Let's just talk about some pure photography, and you'll chuckle, but a couple of weeks ago, for the first time ever, Baseball PhD got their own media credentials for the Little League World Series. And
right.
I'm standing there, and I'm embarrassed to tell you, all I've got is like a little 8.1 megapixel point-and-shoot green camera, and it was funny because I had a press pass that said Photo Rome. And I teased my colleagues, hey, I'm going to go in there next to those professionals like Mike Zagaris, where you've got these big, huge lenses and that, and look like a soccer mom if I tried to take pictures. So if you were giving me or anyone advice on a good camera, are megapixels the big thing? Or no, you just buy a really good camera that you can put different lenses on. What's the state of the art now in 2010? What would you advise?
You know what? I've never been a tech head, and I know the best cameras to get. I mean, the professionals all use either Canon or Nikon.
Right.
And people have started, it used to be all Nikon when I started out in the late 60s, early 70s. And then with the advent of digital photography and really the thing that really gave Canon a leg up was their autofocus system.
Right. Right.
Nikon had nothing that really compared to it for a good long while. So there was a huge shift over to Canon. But in the last 4 or 5 years, Nikon has come back. They've got great autofocus technology, and they've reclaimed a big share of the market. And so those are the two best cameras. Now, for most people, unless you're going into this as a living, you know, either in sports photography or photojournalism, you know, a Rebel One, anything like that is fine as long as you can buy other lenses
right.
to supplement what you start with a standard lens.
Right.
And, you know, everybody has point and shoot now. And with the Pixels, they're better, you know, they're better and better. I mean, in the end, why are you taking the pictures?
Right.
Is it going to be for your family? Is it, you know?
And if you ever put it on the web, I mean, it's you don't need 18 megapixel images on the web.
You only need that if you're going to actually blow photographs up 16 by 20,
right.
20 by 24, and you don't want to lose,
right.
you know, any definition. But yeah, I mean, asking me technical questions, it's crazy. I mean, I'm a photographer. I've never considered myself a photographer. I've always considered myself more of an artist / photojournalist that's used his camera
right.
to become whatever he shoots and tells a story. And, you know, I know 10% of what my camera can do. And some people laugh and go, oh, 10%? What, are you kidding? And I said, it's the 10% I need to know.
Right.
Well, I know this and that. And I, you know everything, but knowing how to take a picture, because that's about feel.
In closing, what's your favorite memory with the Oakland A's?
You know, really, when I couldn't pick one, I mean, there are so many different memories.
You've been to World Series where the A's have won, correct?
Right.
And so that's got to be a highlight.
I remember the Kirk Gibson home run where we, you know, it put us on the road to losing.
Right.
That's a striking memory. Although, you know, interestingly enough, when that happened, on the one hand, I was very aware that it was a very momentous occasion. It was an incredible moment in baseball time.
Right.
And I, you know, my team was just on the wrong side,
right.
but everybody thinks that was it. We were done after that. You know what? We went into the clubhouse and I was like, okay, we lost that game. We'll win the next four.
Right.
And it wasn't, you know, false bravado. We actually, you know,
right.
thought that we had a better team.
Right.
And that's taking nothing away from the Dodgers. Let's remember, the Dodgers weren't even supposed to be in the World Series. They, you know, Gibby got hurt, and somehow they still beat the Mets. And then after that swing of the bat, he didn't play again. They caught lightning, much like Colorado did a couple years ago.
Right.
They rode some great pitching. I mean, Hershiser was having a career year, although he was a dynamite pitcher anyway.
Right.
They had a great scouting report. Their scouts did a great job on our hitters, and they shut us down. I tip my hat to them. I mean, I thought we should have actually won 88, 89, and 90.
Right.
We had the best teams. It's rare the best team wins.
No.
It has everything to do with momentum, with destiny, just a lot of metaphysical things. And that's what makes baseball so incredible. That's what I love about the game.
You're absolutely right. Mike Zegaris, thank you very much for being on Baseball PhD.
You know what? I'm glad there is a Baseball PhD.
This has been a Baseball PhD production. Copyright 2010.